Well, howdy people. Now we all know in the judicial system that there's blatant double standards, isn't there? Femons get less jail time if they get jail at all. As opposed to males, of course. Even when the femon has committed exactly the same crime. And it's been going on a very long time. And here's some more proof. Tennessee is going to execute, for the first time in 200 years, a femon. And just to show you how biased it is, the law, since 1913, because that's the only time when the records became available, or they made them, 341 males have been executed. And absolutely no femons. Boy, it's just because males are more violent, you know. Poppycock. But this special treatment is not just in Tennessee. It's in all the Western and European countries, isn't it? So if the judicial system doesn't expect femons to take responsibility or accountability, it's no wonder that femons believe they don't have to take responsibility or accountability on anything else either. This femon killed somebody by slitting their throat and crushing somebody's skull with a asphalt. This was done when she was 18 years of age. She also tried to strangle somebody in prison. And apparently she suffers from bipolar. Well, that could be mostly any femon, because they have a hard time controlling their emotions. And they can be very vindictive and mean and spiteful, especially when they have revenge on their mind. So this one femon is supposed to be executed. Well, I'll believe it when I see it. Because at the moment the score is 341 males to one femon. And it's not even one femon yet, is it? Femons want equality. So the judicial system completely needs revamping to treat every criminal the same, no matter what their sex. I mean, isn't that what the femons wanted? Well, not really. Femons are full of BS. And everything's all about them. They prove it every day, don't they? You walk away, guys. And keep safe, as femon's real true nature is on show every day. Remember it. And take it easy.